Well, Brad, as we look what's happening within the market trade today, I think we'll start out with the corn trade discussion there about that unknown. And you and I were just talking about that. A lot of talk outside of what we're seeing on the numbers was saying it was probably coming from China. They got this whole Syngenta thing, sounds like maybe worked out. So good possibility?
That would be, if I had three guesses, they all three would be China. I guess quite likely that's what our crowd seems to think it was from. It's been interesting to try to. Sometimes I think you get so stuck in the middle of what's going to happen today that you lose sight of a little bit about the broader picture here. I'm glad to see that we're seeing some continued export news. We need to. I mean, we have to take that balance sheet and we have to figure out a way to use up some corn. Even with the ending stocks being a little bit below what they thought it was going to be, it's still a number that's really, really big compared to a year ago. So hopefully the market performs its function, goes to a price low enough that it encourages demand. And the best thing you could encourage right now, of course, would be, along with record ethanol, you could also move some export stuff here. So it's not a game-changer deal, but, yeah, it's nice to see some continued export stuff.
What about all this issue happening with Russia and what they're going to be doing in regards to their exports, or lack thereof now at this point?
Well, yeah, this is getting way out of my area of expertise, which some people would say that I don't even have an area of expertise, but this is a serious deal in Russia. Their economy functions much differently, even on a very good day, than ours does, and they're not having a very good day. The one way that you can turn something from rubles, which is almost literally is worth less than it was the day before almost every day, the way to get some dollars is to sell grain, okay? And I would think, to me, that from a very simplistic standpoint, that that's still at some point going to be part of this market. Now, inability to export wheat out of the Black Sea, and they're not going, and all that other stuff is so much lip service. But the fact that they're still having a building supply and they just don't know how to sell it just yet, I can't see that. That's, to me, that dog doesn't hunt very long.
I guess, is it ramifications? I mean, beyond obviously what's going on with this wheat, can we see it affect the other forms of commodities for them?
I think, your question is particular to Russia, which is good. But I think if you broaden that even a little bit to what you've seen lately with China, mm-hmm. Russia's neighbor, what they did with copper, what they've done with some grain stuff, what they've done, with what appears to be some issues here in other parts of the world with energy. To sit here and say that you've got a lot of strong indicators that were, for some reason, in a commodity, commodity-based, commodities got to be worth more than they have been. Boy, not the way I look at it, but I'm one guy. To me, if you look at what's going on in metals and energies and stuff like that, it feels to me like a more of a deflationary situation. And when you've got a global economy that's poorer than ours, which makes our dollar go up, I wouldn't hold my breath to have some massive export activity.